Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Our lives on a day-to-day basis. And then we talked also about the fact that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, 2 Peter 1, 5. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. He says he's given us exceeding great and precious promises, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. He has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, but he says add to your faith. So faith is the foundation. Then you add all these other attributes to it. So it's so important. The things that God has packaged for us in redemption, we receive them by faith in our lives. So important for us to realize that when it comes to the walk of faith, that we receive, it is through faith that we receive. It is through faith that we receive the things that God has for us. And then Hebrews 11, 8, it also says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to the place which he will receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Abraham, where are you going? I don't know. God is saying, I should go. I am on the way. Genesis chapter 12, we see that. He didn't know where he was going. So real Bible faith also obeys. Whatever God tells us to do it, for us to see his promises in our life, real Bible faith obeys the word of God. When God speaks to us in his word and in our hearts, we endeavor to obey what he's telling us so we can enjoy the fulfillment of his promises in our life. The promises are potentially ours, but to receive them in our lives, we have to obey what he tells us to do as well. That's so important for us to realize that. Okay, let's go a step further in our lesson. Last week we covering the high spot from the previous week. But not last week, we got to the point in Romans chapter 10, verse 6. So important for us to realize that. He says, but the righteousness of faith speaks. Faith always speaks. Bible faith always speaks. In this way, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let's step back to where we read in Hebrews chapter 1. 11 verse 1, he talks about the fact that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good testimony, a good report. And then verse 3 says that we also understand by faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So everything that we see that God created came out of the word of God and through the substance of faith. God had an image in himself of what he wanted to create in the beginning. And when he spoke those words out, God, the Holy Spirit, took the substance of faith, and then creation happened. Mm-hmm. And here we see that we have to have faith in two places. He says, verse 8 says that, Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says that, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you, anybody, when you did that, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you were saved. You put in motion a spiritual law. For he says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you put that spiritual law in motion, no devil in hell could stop that law from operating and coming to pass in your life. Because we looked at it, let's look at it again. Romans chapter 3, verse 27. He calls it a spiritual law. Romans chapter 3, verse 27. He says, where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. 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 It's a spiritual law that when you believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth, something will happen. Something will be created. And when you did that, that was the initial step that you took to come into the kingdom of God. That is the initial step that you took into the kingdom of God. But God's plan is that should not be the only step that you take. You continue to develop in that area where what God has prepared for your life, what God has destined for your life. As you see his promises in God's word, as you put the word of God in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, God goes to work on your behalf and you begin to see his promises in your life. Amen. No matter what the circumstances of your life is, when this law is put into operation, it will produce. So important for us to realize that. That is the same thing that Jesus, that is the same spiritual law. You see it in this place as well. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. The difference came in my Christian walk when I realized that this is a law. And from my background, a law is something that works all the time. And when it is put into motion. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Do you see the same principle there? He's talking about a mountain here, but the principle is the same. Who he's saying that verily, verily, when the Orientals or the Jews said assuredly, they usually will put their hands on their chest and it's almost like they are swearing that what I'm saying to you is the truth and nothing but the truth. So Jesus wasn't joking here. He had the disciples had just seen him curse a fig tree, and the fig tree had withered from the root. Notice that it's withered from the root. The next day when they saw it, it had withered from the root. So Jesus answered them in verse 22 and said to them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God, or have faith like God does. And he goes on to explain what the God kind of faith is. He says, I say to you, assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says, notice how many times it's said in there, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. Words are so important in the walk and in the life of faith. It's so important in our walk. If whoever says to the mountain, sometimes the mountain before you, the circumstances of your life seem like a mountain. They seem like they will never move. Sometimes they cloud your vision. It's almost like you cannot see the goodness of God. You cannot see the promises of God. But in the mighty name of Jesus, he says, when you look at that circumstance, when you look at that mountain and say to that mountain, be removed out of my life, and you do not doubt in your heart, but believe, notice that believe that he believed that those things he says will be done. Those things haven't come to pass yet, but he believed that those things that he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is how to move a mountain out of your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. This morning, oh, no matter what you may be faced with in your life, through faith in God and in His Word, it is subject to change. It can't be changed. Think about it. In the beginning, God saw that there was darkness, there was chaos all on the face of the earth. He didn't just stand there and start and call darkness. He said, light be, and light was. He believed in his heart. He did not doubt in himself that what he said will come to pass. And when he said it, it came to pass. And we are created in the image and in the likeness of God. He has given us the same ability to believe in our heart and speak with our mouth, and it will come to pass in our lives. Positive or negative, it will be fulfilled in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the thing is, that is how you got born again. Like I said, that is how you came into the kingdom of God. We are saved and we are healed by hearing words. By hearing words. Notice what the Bible says in Acts chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. Acts chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, notice what Peter said. He says, speaking in this verses, he says, and he told us how he has seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. Who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved? Men and people are saved by hearing words. That's why we keep sending the word into the community. How can people believe if they haven't heard? There is no way you can believe without hearing. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If they don't hear the word of God, they cannot believe. And if they cannot believe, they cannot speak with their mouth and be saved. Who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved? That word saved there in the Greek, in other places, is translated whole. In other places, it's translated healing, health, all that. It stands for all that. But who will tell you words? Cornelius hadn't heard the word of God, and so he couldn't be saved. God said, go and send for Peter. Who will tell you words? An angel appeared to him, but the angels are not destined to preach the word of God. God has given the preaching of the gospel to you and I. Who will tell you words? By which you will be saved, you and your household. We are saved, we are healed, we are delivered by hearing words. And as we hear God's word, faith comes into our heart. We speak it out of our mouth, and sooner or later, the results are forthcoming. Because God and His word are one. The life of God is in the word of God. Notice he had told Peter in another place as well, in Acts chapter 5 verse 20, he says, go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Whether we realize it or not, we are a product of words. So important. We are a product of words. Go and stand in the temple and speak all the words of this life. Notice what he says in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, speaking about words again. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 34. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Thank you, Lord. Let's start from 33. I'm taking my time to go through these things because they are so important. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. What goes in is what comes out. Your input determines your output. Hallelujah. Trash in, trash out. Good in, good out. And you will know what is in your heart when you accidentally hit your leg against a chair or something, or a table. You will know what is in your heart. What will come out. But you see, notice the correlation between good fruit, speak good things, and then good things coming out of the heart. And then also, notice the relation between words and things. Words produce. It's so important for us to realize that in the walk of faith. Words produce. Good or bad, they are going to produce. A good man out of the good deposit of his heart, out of the good treasure of his heart, is going to bring forth good things. Is going to produce results, good results in his life. That is why we have to be conscious of what's going into our ears. Because what's there in abundance is what's going to come out. When the word of God is in you in abundance, when the circumstance and the storms of life come, what is going to come out will be the word of God. You will speak in line with his word and decree and declare his word, that in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my body may be telling me one thing, but thank God for his word that says by his stripes I am healed. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Good things. Good things. Because the things coming out of our mouth, the things that we speak, is going to determine the course of our lives. It's going to determine the course of our lives. It's so important for us to realize that. Words, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Words have the power and the ability to produce in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. What are you saying every day? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. And health to all their flesh. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. Life. Notice he told Peter, go and stand in the temple and speak all the words of this life. And health, the Hebrew literally says, medicine to all their flesh. Notice that he started with words. Those words have now become health. Those words have now produced in the person's life. But he tells us the process to let it produce. Give attention to my words. Give attention to my words and incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh, to all medicine, to all their flesh. But it will apply also in any area of our life. In any area of our life, the same principle will apply as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we have to give attention to the word of God. John 1:1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mark these scriptures. Don't let them get away from you. This is the foundation of our walk with God. Notice he says, in the beginning, John 1:1, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And then verse 14 says, and the word became flesh. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became. And the Word became. Words become. Words create. Words produce. And the Word became flesh. God kept saying all throughout the Old Testament that my son is coming. My son is coming. My son is coming. In the fullness of time, the Word became flesh. Words become. A good man out of the good deposit of his heart will bring forth good things. And the Word became, and the Word became, and the Word became flesh. Words. Words. What are you saying? Because words set the boundaries for our life. Notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Do you see that? You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. You are taken captive by the words of your mouth. James put it this way, that the tongue is a little member of the body. But how great a fire it can set. Words set the boundaries of our life. You are snared by the words of your mouth. Jesus put it this way, by your words you will be justified. And by your words you will be condemned. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Oh, that is why we have to be cautious of the words coming out of our mouth. Because they set the boundaries. They set in motion a spiritual law. And that will determine how far we can go in life to fulfill the plan of God for our lives. And Proverbs chapter 18, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 31. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 18. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 18. 21. Proverbs 18, 21. He says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. the words that we speak out of our mouth. It's so important. We cannot speak death and reap life. We cannot speak death and reap life. You reap a different harvest. There's a common one that I hear a lot. Sometimes when some people a part of their body is hurting, they will say that part is killing them. My feet is killing me. Don't ever say that. You set in motion a spiritual law that will produce. You don't want to be killed. You don't want that to kill you. Instead, use your mouth and speak to that feet and say, feet, receive the life of God. And be made whole and be healed. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's so important for us to realize that in the walk of faith. God has put so much potential in man that it's amazing. It's amazing the potential that he has put in us. Notice this in Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. This was when Joshua had captured the land of Jericho. And then Joshua charged them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gates. Joshua, after he defeated Jericho, placed a curse on that place. And that curse stood for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Historians tell us that the land got so barren that even when they tried to plant in that land, nothing produced for 1,000 years. And then the result of it showed up in 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. Thank you, Lord. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. He says, in his days, think about it, 1,000 years after. In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abraham, his firstborn, and with his youngest son, Segub, he set up its gate according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. Words produce, so important. Words produce. This 1,000 years after, these words produce. Sometimes we take words for granted. It's so important for us to realize the words of husbands affect their wives. The words of parents affect their children. This was words over a whole community that impacted it for hundreds of years. Sometimes words of teachers over the children affect them. But we can get to the point where these people took words very seriously. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 32, when Jacob left, I'm taking my time because these are so important. When Jacob left Laban's house and he had left and gone away, from him, Laban said, chased him and caught up with him and said, why have you taken my gods that I worship? Why have you taken my God? Jacob said, you look around. I didn't take anything. I didn't take anything that belonged to you. Look around. But in Genesis chapter 31, verse 2, the Bible says that, I'm paraphrasing now, he didn't know. Notice what he said. Genesis chapter 31, verse 32. Let's read it for ourselves so we all see it together. Genesis 31, 32. It says, with whomever you find your God, do not let him live. In the presence of our brethren, identify what I have of yours and take it with you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. He did not know that Rachel had stolen those items. But he made a statement. He said, don't let that person live. So this is a husband's words having influence on the wife. Later on, Leah, the one that she didn't like, that wasn't his preference, outlived Rachel. And Rachel, at the point of birth, was in such serious pain that she died. Those words carried on. She died at the point of birth. But before she died, notice what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 35, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 35, verse 18. He says, and so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. The words of the mother would have had an influence on this child. Benoni means sorrow. But Jacob was right there and he noticed that these words, they knew the power of words. This word is going to have an influence on the child. So he quickly changed it and reversed it and said, no, we are not going to call him sorrow. Oh, if we call him that name, it's going to follow him all throughout his life. This will not be the identity of this child. This will not be the identity of this child. He will be called Benjamin, which means the son of my right hand. There's a big difference there. He reversed it and went and changed it right there. Oh, the circumstances of our life that seem, oh, sometimes even as children, your parents may have spoken certain words over your life that are being fulfilled right now. But you can get to the point where you say, no, in the mighty name of Jesus, my identity is not determined by what people say about me, but my identity is dependent on who I am in Christ. I am in a new family. I am in the family of God. My identity has changed. I refuse to be identified with what my parents called me. I refuse to be identified with what that teacher said about me. I refuse to be identified with what people see me as. I am identified. I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am a new creation. Oh, and the greater one lives in me, and the one who lives in me is greater than he that is in the world, and he will put me over in life. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So many instances in the Bible where in Numbers chapter 14, verse 26 to 31, God told the people of Israel that as you have said in my ears, that is what I will do. God has said, I will take you to the promised land. These people said, no, God is not going to take us to the promised land. And God said, exactly what you have said is what you are going to receive in your life. And all that generation, except for those who were 20 years and under, they did not enter the rest of God. We looked at this last week in Hebrews chapter 4. He says, there is a rest prepared for the people of God. There is a rest that was prepared for them, but when they heard the word of God, they did not mix it with faith, and as a result, they did not enter the fullness of what God had planned for them. I pray that will not be your testimony. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, that which God has planned for your life, that which God has destined for your life, that which God has planned for your life, you will receive all of it. You will fulfill all the plan of God for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So important for us to realize that. And then we see that as well in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 43 to 47. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 17. This was when David got to the battlefield. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 43 to 47. He realized quickly that this was a battle of words. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? The giant was offended. There's this little boy coming with sticks to fight him. And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistines, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." The Philistine cursed David by his gods. He took the battle from a natural standpoint and took it up higher. David said, "I can go higher than you. There is a God in Israel. This is not just a battle of weapons. This is a battle in the spiritual realm. This is a battle of words. I am going to come to you in the name of the God of hosts, of the God of the armies of Israel. And this day, I will cut your head off and feed it to the birds of the air." What did David have that day? He had exactly what he said. But he quickly realized that it's a battle of words, not just a natural battle. So many of the things that we face in our life is a battle of words. When you are faced anything that you are faced with in your life, God's word has the power to change the circumstances of our life to align with his word. Words become. The mountain that David faced on that day was Goliath. But in the name of Jesus, whatever you are faced with, the devil may endeavor to tie you down and to make you to hold you down and to make you feel bad. Sometimes he brings up our past. Remind him of his future when he brings up your past. His future doesn't look good. I know that I have a God and there is hope for me. God is for me, and if God is for me, who can be against me? The greater one lives in me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you rise up and reverse any negative words that may have been spoken over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, switch the battle to God. Switch the battle to God. You live by faith and not by sight. No matter what you see today in the natural, everything that you see is subject to change. I like the verse that in Corinthians where he talks about the fact that the things that we see are temporary, but the things that we do not see are eternal. So we look not at the thing, we look at not at the natural. We look with another set of eyes. We see the goodness of God. We see a God that cannot change. We see a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We see a God that is in charge of our present and our future. Oh, somebody shout this morning, "My tomorrow will be all right." Say it louder, "My tomorrow will be all right."
My tomorrow will be all right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. So important. Even as kids go back to school, as parents, let's speak over our children. Call them that they are the head and not the tail. They are above and not beneath. They are successful in school. Don't call them silly. Silly means unintelligent. No, you are the smartest child in the school. Before Joshua started kindergarten, we prepared him for school, and then they went to school, right? And the first week that they said, okay, now, first day, learn how to hold the pencil. Then it was Wednesday or so that they started. By Friday or the next week, They had brought mad facts before him.
and then we
said, you will excel in maths. We call those things that be not as though they were. By the end of the quarter, what had happened? He was excelling in his maths. We change what we saw with words. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It applies in your finances. It applies in your family. It applies in your body, in every area of your life. Give attention to his words. Don't let them incline your ear to what God is saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Get them in the midst of your heart, and when it gets there in abundance, oh, I tell you, it is coming out, and out of the abundance of the heart, good things will begin to happen to you. If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Do you see that? How words play an important role in our Christian walk. It says the tongue, this little member, sets the whole course of our life. Where we are today is where we set tomorrow. Where we'll go is what we say in agreement with God's word. And we will see it in our lives. And then the other piece too is, people are saved by words. That neighbor of yours, if he hasn't heard, he cannot believe. That person that you work with all the time, if he hasn't heard, he cannot believe. So if they have heard and they have ignored it, that's one thing. But it's our responsibility to take this good news to as many people as we can. And as we do that, I see our lives going from glory to glory. I see our lives totally transformed. I see you walking in health. I see you walking in God's best. I see you walking in everything that God has planned for your life. You are above and not beneath. Oh, that which seems impossible in your life, that which seems that it will never turn around, I see it turning around in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. I can keep going. This is one of my favorite subjects. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning about what you have heard. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Talk to God. Talk to God. Thank him for the entrance of his word. For the entrance of his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the entrance of his word. Psalm chapter 3, verse 2 says that many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. No matter the negative words or the words that have been spoken concerning your life, begin to turn it around. Begin to reverse it in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak into your life the goodness of God. Speak into the rest of this year the goodness of God. Speak into the rest of this year the hand of God to prevail in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice to the Lord. For with the heart one believes, and with the mouth confessing is made unto. Concerning your health, concerning your family, concerning every area of your life that is not whole, Jesus Christ came to purchase wholeness for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you and your loved ones will be saved and experience his wholeness. Lift up your voice to the Lord this morning. Lift up your voice to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. By your words, you will be justified. By your words, you will be justified. By your words, you will be justified. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I see you entering the place that God has for your life. I see you entering the place that God has for your life. As you cooperate with God, talk to him this morning. His presence is here. Angels hearken to the voice of his word. A hearken to the voice of his word. They hearken to the voice of his word. They hearken to the voice of his word. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak to that body the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak to that financial situation. Speak to that family situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your life will not be the same after today. Your life will not be the same after today. You are going from strength to strength. You are going from glory to glory. You are entering God's best for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, all that God has for your life, you will fulfill. As you cooperate with him, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are breaking out of that boundary. You are breaking out of that captivity. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for your word. Nothing is impossible with God. And nothing is impossible to him that believes. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those diligently seeking him. That seek him. As you believe his word and speak it out of your mouth, I decree and declare, may every mountain before you be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. As you serve God faithfully, may he still show himself strong on your behalf. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jordan, please come forward. Let's pray for him. He's leaving to Ohio for special training in the Air Force for the next... He'll be back in December. But let's pray that they thank God for his service. Stretch your hands towards him that as he goes out, God will be with him. As he serves this nation and serves God, that God will be with him and you will continue to use him to make a difference there as well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray over Jordan, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for his life. We thank you, O God, for the plan that you have for him. Even as he heads out to train. O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that your hand will be upon him. Let him be a light to that city. Through him, bring many to the knowledge of you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you that you will bring him back safely to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's give God praise this morning. Let's raise our hands and give him praise. Thank him for his visitation this morning. Thank him for his word. Thank him for speaking to us. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I declare that this week is a blessed week. I declare that no evil will befall you. 1,000 will fall on your side and 10,000 on the other side, but it will not come near you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed and you are a blessing. You experience the goodness of the Lord. His goodness and his mercy follow you every single day of this week. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that chorus again. What a beautiful name it is. Thank you, Lord. And worship him. Thank you, Father.
you, Lord, for them. Thank you for that name. Thank you for the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for all that you've done. And what you do in our lives this week. We give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody say a loud amen this morning.
Amen.
Say a loud amen this morning.
Amen.
Say, I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am not a doubter.
I am not a doubter.
My faith is in God. And if God is for me, who can be against me? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. He's greater.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935. You